rule now here because of regulations. So yeah, thanks for being here. Exactly there. So the plan was to do this a bit earlier, but somebody sat at their desk making the planning for this this day, and and that appears that it doesn't work, and we're now 1 hour delayed. The plan is to still have the group walk at 2 o'clock here. So if you want to walk over the terrain and visit all the spots on the terrain and the far sides, etc., then please walk along. For this, for now, there's a short recap of the COVID rules. I see most people distancing properly, so thank you for that. Most people will be vaccinated, like last year when we had this meeting. Well, nobody was vaccinated, and now I think most of you are, so that's good news, which is also a sort of a green light situation for the event to happen next year, and that's why we're here. So the rules are pretty simple. Just wash your hands, don't shake hands, etc. You've all heard that. Don't if you need to sneeze in your elbow, and keep your distance from each other. Outside it's pretty hard to catch COVID from another. If you're inside a building or inside the toilet unit, so please keep your distance over there. So yeah, the goal is to we are all here to make a new event happen. So the best event, the best hacker event we can possibly imagine ever, and it will be the first one that is deviating from the series that we have since 1998. So every 4 years there was an event, and then COVID happened. Meh. So postpone it. So next year will be extremely filled to the brim with events. And I in the autumn or winter next year, everybody will have event burnout and don't want to do ever events again, and then we'll organize it for the year after, of course. We still have the terrain. Everything is going really well with contract wise, and COVID wise. So yeah, I've got some pictures. I don't know if you can even see them, but this was the thing that we did like 4 years ago. Large track tents, a lot of people, a lot of things going right, some things going wrong. Well, that always happens. So poffertjes at 12 at midnight. That's what our, I think that basically the goal is having awesome lights and poffertjes at midnight somewhere. I think if we do, if we achieve that, then we've reached peak awesomeness. So more flamethrowers next year. We now know how to write permits, and it's basically adding another circle. So if you have flamethrowers, just tell, and then we add another circle to the drawing, and then ship it off to the municipality, and they say okay. And so it's pretty easy to add more flames and more risky shit as long as there are people involved that know what they're doing. So we got lasers and flamethrowers. Anyone else? Chainsaws. We can have chainsaw battles, perhaps. or robot wars. We can have a cardboard cutting with really sharp knives. Everything else that's dangerous, we can add it to the permit as well. We only need to know that in advance, and if that's the case, then we can go as far as we want to take it. No rare incurable diseases, please. Some picture from the lounge last time. Of course, more driving couches, and so if you know people that make driving couches, those were the best. Of course there will be a lot of waste and nice people from waste. I don't see, there's somebody really passed out on the garbage golf cart. Unfortunately we didn't have the 2021 event, so boo COVID boo. So, but for everybody that was involved in organizing the event last year, we passed out vouchers to get shirts. I'll show them here. There are also hoodies with the same print. There were also a bunch of hats, but they made a production mistake, so they will be shipped after the event. Handing out of the merch is going to happen over there at the end of the field with the larger tents. There's a small sign that says, like, a really small sign that says, like, hoodies and such. And if you state your order, your nickname, then you can get your t-shirts. Don't get all. So please, after this, everybody rush to the tent and just stress them out, please. Thank you very much. They will be available throughout the event. Do that afterwards or after the group walk or tonight. Yeah, and everything that remains will be shipped off, basically. So it's pretty easy. For this event, we have projectleiding, and we already did the online introduction, but most of the projectleiding is here, so I want to do a short introduction of everybody. I will just clip the mic, and then maybe everybody can show their face from projectleiding as well, which is nice. Does it work? Okay, so, hello, I am Stitch. Three, hi, two, hi, Stitch. Hi, Stitch. Thank you very much. I'm asking everybody from PL to just step up here and to say hello. So I'm Stitch, I'm end responsible, so more flamethrowers, thank you very much. Yeah, I love this event, I love working with everybody.
Hi, my name is Ned Smurf. I think most...
Hi, Ned Smurf.
Hi, Ned Smurf.
Hi, thank you.
Hey everyone, I'm Tom, also known as Harrison Des from the movie.
Hi, Tom.
So yeah, SHAT 2017 was my first Dutch hacker event, and I've been in love ever since. So I'm really excited to help MCH become real. So thanks everyone.
Hi, my name is Maya. I would rather talk to you in person, so I won't have an introduction here. See you.
Hi, I'm Bookworm, doing things.
Hi, Bookworm.
I'm doing things with the things with people and the things with design. So, want to talk about that or get your merch? Find me.
And last but not least, someone is missing, Rizom, my girlfriend also, who had a concussion a few weeks back, is recovering. I don't have a picture because I didn't ask to do that, and that's also done in the video and etc. So Rizom will be here hopefully next online meetings and the mumbles etc. She does work with the deco stuff as well, decoration, the cohesion team, which was really great at SHA 2017. She'll be heading that again. And that's Rizom. So this is the project lighting, and if you do it wrong, then it's on our asses. So please do it wrong. Do it wrong. So yeah, thank you. So for the terrain, we're going to walk it later on. And the terrain is basically the same that we had last time. The same areas, and we're going to try to focus more on the southern side of the terrain. So the area over there with the toilet unit, we don't use. All the camping area that we will see later on that side, we will not use because there will be a camping and bar, everything over there we will not use. But the fields that we know that we had last time, so the large fields over there, the family fields that we had in the past, and lots of stuff out of the outside of the dike will still be used, and we're trying to make that more accessible by having two entrances to the other side of the dike, so to have a more cohesive event instead of you have to walk like for 1 hour before you reach a track tent. That sucks. So cutting that down to 20 minutes would be better. But we'll walk that at 2 o'clock. We'll start here. And there's also some new stuff. One of the things is the Avonturenhuis, which is the large UFO that you might have noticed over there. They actually built it, and it turned out to be pretty nice. So I've got some video showing the rooms inside of that. What it has is like 80 bunk beds. It has a kitchen. It has very nice areas for parts of the organization. Some of them are like megalomaniac style awesomeness. So I hope that you can see that. So if you walk through the building, I hope that it's visible. Then you see the bunk beds, which can be raised also. There's a lot of these small rooms with bunk beds. The building is circular, so it's a bit weird. You have to get used to it. There's some toilet units in every of these bunk beds hallways. Just wait until the camera goes to the next part. There's a lot of technical equipment as well, so large boilers and such, which is nice. There will be hot water as well, a lot of hot water. I don't know if it's technically possible to drain the hot water, so we will find out. Here above the stairs, you can see the entire building, and this is a place where we can house teams at the first floor, and on the floor at the bottom there's some fireplaces as well, two of them, and those will be rooms that we can cozy rooms that we can build. Building is pretty large, and how we are planning to rent this is basically looking at what do we normally have to rent out and how much does the Avonturenhuis cost. So how much kitchen stuff we need, how much beds we can rent via the website and the shop, how much teams we can house there, how much tents we don't have to order. And we put that all in a giant spreadsheet and then figure out what the value is and then have some deliberation on how to do that. We currently already know that 22 of the bunk beds are already taken or planned for next year. And we have to figure out and talk to the scouting organization that is there at that moment to see how much we can use and like if we can party till 3 in the night, which is preferred instead of like 9 o'clock. That would suck really hard.
These beds are rented by us or by other people?
We can rent some of the beds ourselves. We also will rent a bunch of hotel suites on the other side for the orga. The 22 are currently strangers. Yeah. So it's a Belgium scouting group with a lot of children. So so they will not get any nights of sleep though. So. There's no basement in the building. It's just two floors. This is one of the best scenes. So you can watch over the entire terrain, see all the fields. So it's really like it's like if you have a god complex, this is where you would settle. Which team has the biggest god complex of them all? I see volunteering. I see Productiehuis. Okay. So, okay, there will be a fight at 5 o'clock here, and we'll duke it out to see who can get the best spot. Oh, that's called heaven. Heaven is a place for everyone. That's so socialist, I like it.
There was planned like something on the roof, right? That isn't happening at
the moment. There will be, humans cannot physically, they can physically access the roof, but with unconventional methods, like slingshots.
There was some kind of
they're going to plant it, to add plants on the roof. Yeah. But there's no, there will be some plants on the roof. That's one of the next steps. Yeah.
What's still to be harvested on the roof?
Yeah, weeds probably. So, any other questions? Yeah, if we were going to rent it out, then we can just make giant LED matrices out of that, probably. So yeah. So it's pretty big, and it can house a lot of people, and it looks really nice. And if we can rent it out, and probably we can, then we have a really nice headquarters for the event. So there's also a kitchen inside. Oh. Which has like a professional dishwashing installation, and a fridge, a pretty nice fridge as well, and like 10 places where you can cook things. It's basically your stainless steel kitchen that you're used to with restaurants, and they calculated it to churn out 500 meals a day, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We will check with the people that will try to make the food again to see if that's actually the case according to their estimations. But the building is really nice. I think that is without COVID, the 500. So everybody's like nice and cozy and working. We'll have to see what the regulations say at that point. So that's the Avonturenhuis. It looks pretty nice. This is the power diagram. It's a aesthetically pleasing thing that was on the wall over there. It is like a circle with very nice lines. I think it's one of the coolest images. It sucks that it's not really... Okay. It's circular and it has lines. It really looks like somebody lost their mind and drew a picture, and then they built a thing for it. It's awesome. So for today, the plan is if anyone else wants to take the mic and tell what they're doing or what their status is, then you're more than welcome. Otherwise, then we will just meet up here at 2 o'clock this evening. I hope the Productiehuis can manage also do some lightning talks. If you want to show your projects or things that you're working on, I see raised thumbs. So if you want to show your products, projects, show what you're working on, the things that you're involved with, you're more than welcome to do that at 8 o'clock here. I've got something, and I heard some other people also want to share what they're doing. So we can have some short round of lightning talks. And so, yeah. Two will be here. Is there anyone else that wants to take the stage and tell something about what they're doing for the MCH?
Can you shortly describe about the idea about the bridge and the status of that?
Oh yeah.
On the side of the dike, what is the status of that?
As far as I remember, it is we are asking Rijkswaterstaat, which is the authority for dikes and water, if we can have a temporary bridge. And the difference is that they said like, yeah, there are possibilities and we can talk and think with you. And the difference is that if scouting asks that, it's like, no, fuck off. And if we ask that, then it's like, we can think about it and see what we can do. So there is hope, at least. Any other questions?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Electrowolf Alexander. I'm from Team Finance together with Coco Maya. I'll be here for today. And one of the things we can do already is if you as a team, you need to make a budget to get money from MCH. But if you have no clue how to make a budget, what to do, what things are questions you need to answer, please come to us. We can help you. And then we can see how things work out. So we both have our scouting DOS. I don't know if you know the English word. So that's how you can recognize us. So just start to find us doing today. If you have any questions about the money.
Who's managing the sponsoring?
The sponsoring team.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's Tom, right?
Yeah.
So now Tom also knows who I am. We need to talk as well. But so if any questions about how to spend money, come to us. If you want to have questions about how to get money, go to sponsoring.
Hello. I was made an administration bitch for this weekend. Which means I have a list, and most of you are already on that list. If you're not on a list yet, or you find people who arrive later, please send them to me. I need to note them down for safety, COVID, and paying for the terrain. Also, a small note, it's probably one of a lot of notes that you get for the weekend. Sorry. Okay. We have plastic bottles, and it's quite new for the small plastic bottles that there's statiegeld on those bottles. So please collect them in the crate or in the boxes where that are labeled for the plastic. A garbage bag. Yeah. So please pay attention to that.
Anyone else? So there are some few ideas. Some people just returned from Bornhack. They had two different hours of drone flying with some rules and regulations. We're trying to see if we can also incorporate that to MCH, because it delivers great pictures. And normally there was also one person that had their own plane and then flew over the camp and make pictures quickly. But yeah, we can now have drones. So we're looking how to do that properly with privacy in mind, and also have great pictures and aerial shots of the event. So that's one thing. And I also heard some rumors that there will be one track tent with a better sound installation. So more noise towards a direction where there's no humans. So we'll just keep the animals awake. So that's not a problem. and then we can figure out what's the maximum thing that we can do. So those are two things that that we're figuring out. Are there any other questions? Anyone that wants to take the mic? Anyone that wants to steal the mic?
No.
All right, then we'll meet up again here at 2 o'clock in front of the tent, and we'll just walk the terrain. It's going to be a walk about 1 or 2 hours, so be a bit prepared. Wear sunscreen. As you know, all the song goes, whatever you do in life, wear sunscreen. Yeah, we meet at 2, and then we'll figure out if we're going to duke it out over the place in the Avonturenhuis.
I put some sunscreen over there on the table.
There's also public sunscreen. Make sure that you... that will happen. All right, thank you very much. Thank you for attending. Have a great weekend. Don't drink too much alcohol. And see you around.